love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This
we love this time of week.
Ooh, yes.
Legendary teachers and experts, speakers with Family Life, Joe and Cindy Farini join us. And so which one of you is the Republican and which is the Democrat? Go ahead.
That's an easy start.
We're not falling for that one, right?
I didn't think so, but I'd imagine good you get question. This occasionally, though, right?
Well, you know, I think I would start by saying you started the segment earlier and you said, what about families who are politically divided? And I was thinking, what if we said instead politically balanced?
Oh,
wow,
Cindy Farini.
Brian, sounded so much more mature.
Well, are you surprised by this? I am not surprised by this.
Yeah, me either.
You could just drop the mic, but don't, because they're expensive. So, you know what? I think there's some truth in that, Cindy, that perhaps they are a little more balanced in their family.
Yeah.
Well, and I think just, you know, I always like to think when people think differently than me, that's what makes the world go round. Doesn't mean I have to agree with them. I don't have to vote the same way they do or live the same way they do. We're just talking about one particular topic, but I think there's such diversity in the way that we live our lives and the things that we do. I think that shows a lot of balance and also interest.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
And you know, Cindy, one of my favorite things about you is how you handle it when you think someone is wrong or something is odd. You just go, huh, that's interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because really, I think sometimes the more that we think about something, we might begin to think differently. If you know, there's some things that people have shared with me, not necessarily political, but that have opened my eyes to things that I wouldn't have thought of had they not had a different perspective. And, you know, I might just not be all 100% into what they're talking about, but I certainly will have had a different way to approach and consider things.
Mm-hmm. Joe, what's your take on this? I mean, you also really enjoyed my comment about her saying, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You live that, bro, huh?
Well, I've been 40 years of hearing that one. But,
go ahead, Joe. What's your take on this?
Sure, man. And clearly, there's a lot of tension about this topic in our culture today. But I would say, if you can have a high degree of civility in the house and you can agree to disagree with each other, then I think that would be great. But my concern is that if you can't talk to each other about your convictions politically, then there probably are other issues in your marriage that you need to be discussed as well. And so I would begin to dive in a little bit deeper at this topic and realize that this probably is a superficial problem that has a more of a basic root problem as well. So I think there's some communications that need to take place here.
Well, because some people might say, well, the easiest solution is very obvious. You just don't talk about it. Is that the best solution?
Well, I don't know if it's the best solution, but I think it is a solution.
Mm. Yeah. No, I don't think you gain anything by not talking about it. I mean, I think it's important that you have the freedom to discuss your differences. But I think with any type of communications, I think the goal of communication is not to agree with one another, but it's just to understand each other. I mean, that's true for anything, but especially in this area.
And it's not to win. It's not just to win.
Right.
That's what I think is the problem with this particular topic, is I think a lot of people want to win. They want to be right. They want to have the last say. And I feel like this is a topic that we could really learn a lot from each other if we are politically different within our marriage, within our family.
Now, do you often see couples who are struggling with that core concept behind this of arguments are behind just trying to win?
I think
I think for
political things, yes, I think that's a major stumbling block in this area, and not just politics, but just even when couples have disagreements about other things, it's not so much that they want to understand what their marriage partner is thinking or doing. They just want to win because that's just their personality. And I guess when people say that's just my personality, that's another whole topic. Because I think, you know, that's not a reason. That becomes an excuse.
Yeah. So how does a couple begin to even address some of these issues when they have differences? Because, Joe, you were indicating there could be a deeper problem if you can't talk about these issues.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I think they need to bring it out on the table, as Cindy's talking about here, and just begin to dialogue on these topics much more openly, much, become much more transparent with one another. And until that's done, there's always going to be this tension in the family. And it's so unnecessary to have that happening in your family. And, a couple of verses that come to mind, Brian, when I think about if there is in one's family this tension going on all the time. I mean, really, what you're talking about, you're living in a toxic environment at that point. And golly, who wants to live in a toxic environment? You're always walking on eggshells all the time, and that certainly is no fun. And so there needs to come a point of realizing that, scripture gives us some guidelines to understand that you don't want to live like that. And I'm thinking of Proverbs 21:9. It says, it's better to live in a corner of a roof than in a house shared with a contentious woman.
I love that passage.
Yeah. And the one in like 10 verses later says it's better to live in a desert land than with a contentious and vexing woman. And of course, that goes both ways. I don't want to make this a gender issue at all. But the point here is that that's just not fun to live like that. And there's no reason for that. You should be able to dialogue better on that one.
Yeah, and I kind of think too, we have this wonderful thing called voting. And I think if you've done your homework and you've each come to a conclusion that's different from one another, then I think you have to vote your personal convictions, the conviction of your heart, based upon the principles that you live by and the morals that you think are attached to either the politician or the politics of what you're voting for. And for each one of you, you might have a different depth of belief or conviction. And maybe it's not even just about the issue, but maybe it's just even as Ron was saying, not being as politically into things as some other people. And so my thinking is, see the value that you each bring to the table in these differences. And just as a side note, I have a couple of friends that are different politically than me, and I love having discussions with them. And in fact, during one political season of presidency, not this most recent one, but the previous, we had some excellent, excellent discussions that I think really opened my eyes. And I was asking questions about different controversial issues. And I said, well, what do you think about that? And it was so refreshing to have a conversation that wasn't heated, or you're not watching television where people are screaming at each other. Mm-hmm. It was really a thoughtful learning experience, and I really appreciate it. And I hope they did too, because I think we were civil. We both were inquiring to understand what we each thought and believed. And while it might not change our mind, I feel like we both kind of did our homework in a relational type of way.
Yeah, and that's, I think, a real simple way to love your neighbor is to listen to them and try to understand where they're coming from. You don't have to agree. It's not threatening to you to mm-hmm. disagree with them. But why not find out where their heart is? And maybe you'll learn something, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's 7:21. It's almost time for us to say goodbye here, but I want to be sure you get some final thoughts on this one, because I'm concerned this might even be like the most contentious issue a couple could face or not. I mean, what's your final thoughts for us?
Well, I just think a couple of things real quick. One of the questions that was asked within this question was, is there anything worse than a couple having two opposing political views? And I think there is. I think it's worse if you're so set in your ways that you don't even want to consider changing, whether it's politically or sin issues or ways that you run your life. I also think it's worse to be foolish to think that you could always be right. And I think it's worse to think that only your views matter. And so I feel like it's one of those things that we can come to the table, look at this as a balance rather than a divide, and talk about it. And then when the day is done and you get to vote, you get to go vote the way that you have a conviction to vote.
And worst comes to worst, if your spouse is driving you nuts, just look at him and go, huh, that's interesting.
Yeah, exactly. I think so.
That's right.
So now if folks want to get connected to you guys or submit their topic ideas, how do they do that?
Well, we would love to have them come to My Marriage Matters on Facebook. Click like, and then they'll get little daily Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock in the morning, thoughts, memes, fun little things that they can, you know, discuss throughout the day. Or they can come to joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com and submit through our email at our website, and that's where they can put their questions. We'd love to get your questions, so check us out there.
All right. Thanks, you two. So excited to have you, and can't wait till next week.
All right. Thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.